This is Rad Radio, a show so bad that the absolute worst team in Major League Baseball decided they had to move to Sacramento to class up the joint. Go A's. As for Rad Radio, here comes more suck.
We got a few emails here about the entertainment pile. We'll start with this one from Lori.
Hey, Lori.
We were talking about the Rolling Stones are back out on tour, and they open. And by the way, look, you're the Rolling Stones. You can do whatever you want. I get it. But do you have to be such jerks? They can play wherever they want, whenever they want. So they opened their show in Houston. Fine, major city. They sold out the arena. Tens of thousands of people. Do you have to start your tour on a Sunday night? Ew. They did it last night. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yes, they sold the place out.
That's a terrible night.
But why do that to people? Yeah. You can do like most stand-up comedians play only Fridays and Saturday nights, especially those that are touring big time names.
Sunday night.
It's just such whatever.
How about a Wednesday?
There you go. Like much nicer. Right?
Yeah. I'm sorry if I didn't catch it, but what time did it start at? Was it that's kind of early.
Well,
and by 10.
It should have been earlier because they had to be at Caro's for the Blue Plate special.
Now, to that point, we were talking about the fact you've got these two 80-year-olds and a 76-year-old, the original members who were running around. This is what everybody's talking about. It's how energetic they are. And you can either make it, political and compare that to the clowns running for president, et cetera, or how you compare it to people you know in your life. But Lori wrote in, and she has this huge connection to the Rolling Stones, and her mom was a Stones fan, and she's told us the story via email before. And then she sent in another email, and she said, fun fact, and I chuckled, and I went, wait a minute, she's a huge Stones fan. I have to double-check this. And it's true. I mean, talking about embracing who you are, her fun fact is absolutely 100% provably true. The official tour sponsor of the Rolling Stones for the 2024 tour is AARP. The American Association of Retired Persons.
That's brilliant.
It is. It's totally true.
Right on.
You can double check it.
Well, then you know what? Sunday night's perfect. They're all retired.
what do they
got to do?
Also, we were talking about this show that is now the second most watched thing, movie, series, show, etc. of the year on Amazon Prime. It's the second season of a show called Them. The first season has nothing to do with the second season. They're anthologies. It's like True Detective. Each season is its own story beginning to end. There's 8 episodes. My wife and I are only 3 of the 8 so far. Chris wrote in and said, my wife and I binged the second season of Them, The Scare, this weekend. Huge twists, very well written. Ooh. Kelly says, I binged the entire season after Radderday was over. Yes, we did a Radderday on Saturday. It's all posted on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. Kelly says, I'm sure I could have turned it off, but I just couldn't. It kept me guessing who the killer was and what is going to happen next. Rob, the show will keep you guessing until the 6th episode. Okay, and there's 8. I thought it was awesome.
Awesome.
And the end of the last episode gave me a shiver. So I won't be guessing after the 6th episode, but there'll still be the last 2 episodes that are good enough to give me a shiver.
This sounds great.
At the end. I think it's a great show so far. It's only 3 episodes in, so I can't overly favorite it at this point. But it's called Them, The Scare. That's the second season. Haven't seen the first one. Let's play the pressure cooker.
Pressure cooker. It's time to test your brain. Pressure cooker. It's a trivia game.
Free 1 month membership to Rad TV at members.radradio.com, and you're qualified for the grand prize drawing this Friday. You'll be one of 2 winners to get premium tickets. That would be 6th row center stage to see Pete Davidson live on Friday night, May 10th at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento. Caller 18. Hello there, Vincent.
Good morning.
Morning.
Settle down, dude. Here's how this works.
I know.
Your timer will begin when I finish reading the first question, which is true or false. So you got a 50-50 shot. You get that one right, and then you got to get 4 more to win. You can pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done to give you your score and everyone playing along the answers. And I got to take the first thing you say. So if you say them, and then you say us, I have to take them as the answer. By the way, there's a double entendre to that. See, them and us, those are different pronouns. However, if you start to Google them season 2, one of the autofills is them related to the Jordan Peele movie Us.
I was just thinking.
Another autofill is them related to the Jordan Peele movie Get Out, which we were 8 minutes into the show, and my wife and I both said almost the same time, this is like a Jordan Peele thing. My wife asked me, is this a Jordan Peele thing?
Oh, my God.
Because you think it is as you're watching it.
This is so crazy. I just watched Get Out yesterday, and I just forgot how good.
For the first time?
No, for the second time. I just forgot how good of a movie that was. Mm-mm. Oh, so good.
Mm-mm. All right. Any questions, Vincent?
No, let's go.
All right, I'm going. Sheesh. Like Kyle, you know, pushy.
Yeah, Vincent.
True or false? Tomorrow is May Day.
True.
This Saturday is the most popular horse race of the year. What's it called?
Don't know.
Which sci-fi franchise uses lightsabers as weapons?
Star Wars.
Little Rock is the capital of which American state?
Arkansas.
Swiss watches like a Rolex are made in what country?
Switzerland.
In Star Wars, what is the name of Han Solo's ship?
Millennium Falcon.
This Friday, Jerry Seinfeld releases his movie Unfrosted. What's it about?
Coming back.
Coming back. Okay. I was going to give you another one because I stumbled over that question, but it wouldn't matter. Did he say coming back?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
To what?
Like
what?
A comeback to the show? Like,
maybe.
But he never disappeared. Never mind. Yeah. Well, we can discuss as we go through it. We got 7 questions.
You'll need 5.
True or false? Tomorrow is May Day. He said that's true. May Day would have to occur in May. And tomorrow is April 30th, the last day of April, so no.
Some people think that May only has 29 or 28 days. Honestly, I've heard this before.
They think May does?
I mean, I'm sorry, April.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, that's February.
I know.
No.
I've
Who
heard
thinks
it
this?
About April, too, and I,
Oh, my God. All right, nothing surprises me anymore.
You have to do anymore. The April, May, you know, the January, February, March thing for them. So they know.
The thing on your knuckles.
What? Why? Because they don't have a phone?
See, it doesn't just, work out. And that's
just show them their calendar and their phone.
I know, but I think that's what messes people up because January, you know, you start with the knuckle and then you have the indentation. February, March, and then April's another indentation. So they're like, it only has the 27, 28. Like, no, those are for 31.
There are also tens of millions of us who had never heard of the knuckle thing until you mentioned it. And I realize there are tens of millions who know it, but there's where are all these people hiding?
Well, do they even teach calendars anymore? Because like it's digital clocks everywhere. Do they teach that?
But you have a calendar in your phone.
Oh, I know, but nobody has to pay attention. They just go, oh, what day is it? I look on my phone. Okay.
It tells you on your computer screen, too.
And not only that, right? If math can be whatever you want, sure, kid, whatever you want April to be, or whenever you feel innovation start, you got it, hun.
New math, new calendar.
Yeah, well, it's whatever you want, kids.
So not tomorrow, but Wednesday, which is May 1st, will be May Day, which is actually known as Labor Day in many countries. The 1st of May was chosen by the American Federation of Labor to commemorate a general strike in the United States. To put it simply, and for those of you who want to do your own research, I'll read you a headline from NPR from a year ago. Now, National Public Radio has long been known to have swung far to the left, so they're far liberal, far democratic, far progressive. A couple weeks ago, they had an employee come out and say, I can't do this anymore, we're way too biased, etc. Okay, that organization printed a story a year ago with this headline. What is May Day? For the most part, it's the opposite of capitalism. So a far left-wing wacko organization was it willing to say the truth out loud for once. I mean, this is like Fox News saying, you know, yes, Trump was complicit in the January 6th riots. They never say that. God forbid. So here's NPR admitting, because that is what May 1st, May Day is all about. It is a Marxist day.
Oh.
It is not a day to honor American workers and American safety and things like unions. That's what our Labor Day is for. But too many people still in this country embrace May Day as well.
I have a scarring relationship with May Day. At the hippie school I went to, we'd have to put on the Mayfair Festival. Okay. And every May, they had this stupid ribbon dance we had to do. I don't know. They tied a pole with all these colorful ribbons. Oh, and we all had to dance and skip and braid these ribbons around this pole.
What?
And I hated doing it because it was the girliest, most unmanliest thing in the world. And they made you dress up in this all-white gown and sing these crappy little songs while you had to skip around and do this braided ribbon dance.
Drove up as the parent going, oh my God, I put my kid in a cult.
It felt like it. There was just no Kool-Aid either.
Did they explain to you what the correlation was that you remember? Or?
No, it was just like this little, okay, they probably did. To be honest, it was a while ago, and I don't remember. I just remember I had to wear the stupid little gown and skip around like a little fairy Kyle with these ribbons, and it wasn't having fun.
There might be a movie that you might really enjoy that has this act in it, but it's a horror movie, and it's really extremely gory. It's called Midsommar, and it involves a very very gruesome killing scenes. So maybe that'll help you feel better about it, like the massacre of people doing this whole festival. Okay. Maybe.
I don't know.
let me go back really quickly to Vincent, our pressure cooker contestant. Hey, Vincent, you still with us?
Still hanging in there, buddy.
Okay, cool. I got one more question for you, and I'll explain all of this in a second. All right. How many total U.S. presidents have been assassinated while in office?
One.
Okay. Thank you. I will explain when we get there. Stay with me, people.
Yeah.
All right. Second question we gave Vincent to get qualified for the Pete Davidson drawing was, this Saturday is the most popular horse race of the year. What's it called? He took his time, and then he said, I don't know.
Kentucky Derby.
I mean, you don't even have to be any type of horse racing or sports fan.
You just got to love hats.
And mint juleps.
or Reed.
that.
Then he got on a roll. I mean, at this point, I'm like, this guy's got no chance. Which sci-fi franchise uses lightsabers as weapons? He correctly said Star Wars. See, Saturday is, which is the Kentucky Derby, it's also May the 4th, as in May the 4th
be with you.
So we'll have Star Wars questions intermittently worked in throughout the week.
Oh, fun.
Little Rock is the capital of which American state? He said Arkansas. Swiss watches, like a Rolex, are made in what country? He said Switzerland.
Made of cheese.
That one gets a lot of people. A lot of them say Sweden. Swiss. Which one is it? In Star Wars, Saturdays, may the force be with you.
Uh-huh.
So cool. Yeah.
What is the name of Han Solo's ship? He said the Millennium Falcon. And then at the buzzer, I asked, this Friday, Jerry Seinfeld releases his movie Unfrosted. What's it about? And he said Coming Back. I'm still confused about what he's alluding to. I mean, Jerry Seinfeld never went away.
Yeah, but maybe he's thinking like, oh, he's going to do a new show or he's going to do a new stand-up thing. But yeah, like you said, it never went away. Maybe he's just living under a rock.
So that would be what, Afghanistan? Which one is it?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
No, it's about, I would have accepted it's about cereal.
I would have accepted it's about
Pop-Tarts. Which is what it's about. I would have accepted it's about breakfast, even. Anything like that.
Or okay. It's about not dyeing or dyeing your hair because you're unfrosted.
Hmm. Right, but that's not a correct answer, so I wouldn't have accepted that.
Exactly.
I was going through things I would have accepted.
Sure. Yeah.
Would you have accepted a movie about nothing?
No, I would not have because there is a very specific plot to this. By the way, from the trailer, have you watched the trailer for this, Brando?
Yeah, it looks good.
So and here's what I would suggest. I don't know about the rest of society. If you are a Seinfeld fan, understanding that Jerry Seinfeld has never been anything other than himself. The character he played in the TV show is Jerry Seinfeld. That's him. That's who he is on stage. That's who he is in this movie. I mean, when you watch the movie, he's Jerry from Seinfeld. Same stuff, same mannerisms.
Yeah.
Instead of Newman, it's glucose or whatever the hell. It's the same thing. I have a feeling that could bother some people. I don't know if they'll be able to get past the fact that it's, well, where's Kramer, George, and Elaine kind of thing.
I don't want to see Jerry be anything other than Jerry.
And
I would find it weird. Like,
this is the challenge.
Who are you trying to be?
Because he can't. That's the thing. He can't be anybody other than Jerry.
He found his niche just to be himself.
Huge. We talked about it a couple months ago. We knew about it. Huge list of stars. Melissa McCarthy. I mean, she's huge.
I don't think that's what they mean by huge.
Jim Gaffigan. Unfortunately, Amy Schumer's in this. Bill Burr plays JFK.
Fantastic.
Right. You'll see why JFK's in it if you watch the movie. Hugh Grant is in it. It comes out this Friday on Netflix. And the whole thing is about Kellogg's and Post competing against each other. And if you watch, I mean, it's absurd. It's ridiculous. An 8-year-old girl hijacks a truck at one point. There's an explosion scene with Jerry and Melissa McCarthy and the blow up behind. I mean, it's obviously an asinine, over the top comedy.
Did you know that he's actually directing the film
well? Yes, that's right. He directs and stars in it well. So, I said at the end that I was going to give Vincent another question, but it wouldn't matter. Because I kind of flubbed up the presentation of one of the questions. So I thought, let's give him a little more time. But it turns out it would matter. So that's why I just went to him and I asked how many total U.S. presidents have been assassinated while in office. And he said one.
Oh, is it more than one?
Three?
Have been actually assassinated.
While in office.
Two.
Because
Abraham
Lincoln. And JFK.
Okay. And there's one more.
Oh, there is?
There are two more.
Right? There's four?
Two more.
Four is the correct answer. Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, and JFK.
Yeah, Garfield and McKinley, they were presidents.
Yes, they were.
Oh, that one was a cat.
That's why there's a mountain and a cat named after each one. Mm. Sorry, I couldn't stop, Brandon. You already beat me to it, but I already started, etc.
Yeah, those aren't top of mind.
Not my problem. I'm aware they were both presidents. If I have to name all 45, I will.
By
Six,
the way,
46.
Oh. Instead of mountain, I was going to say kindling or firestarter.
Oh, boo. Oh. No, yeah. Boo.
Not as good. So you win.
Yes. Thank
might
you for acknowledging.
Different.
Stinky poo-poo.
Anyway, so the reason it would have mattered is he got four right.
Yeah.
So he could have, if he would have gotten either the Seinfeld or the president question, could have gotten five right. And one. We have another chance for you to win coming up at 9 a.m.
Just for the maggots, just from 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 the maggots.
If you're a maggot and you're listening to us, so you are. If you got jokes, email us rad@radradio.com. Don't call. You cannot tell jokes.
Sorry.
10-year-old Lily starts us off.
Hey, sweet Lily.
Why did the hamburger go to the gym?
Why?
To get better buns.
Don't skip leg day.
One lemon met another, and the zest is history. And by the way, Lily added this note. It's okay, Nana Dawn. The boys can make fun of my jokes. We know what funny is.
That's right, girl. Woo woo.
See, now that's interesting. The little preemptive shot there. I mean, I wasn't going to point out that a hamburger wouldn't go to the gym to get better buns. He'd go to the grocery store.
All right.
Makes no sense.
At least she pointed out to me she's fine.
There's also no guarantee of going to the gym gives you a better ass. You have to know what you're doing, give the right amount of exercise and attention to it.
It's also an unhealthy food and shouldn't be anywhere near a gym.
Good point. Even if it's like lean, how lean is it? It's already lean. Maybe it's working out too much. Maybe that's a problem.
I know I'm not supposed to say sorry, Lily, because you said you're good, and I'm happy about that, but sorry.
Big D wrote in. Big D did send in dirty dad jokes for the Ratterday show, which we read, even though they weren't dad jokes. They were funny, dirty jokes.
Right.
He does say slam dunk once again with the great Ratterday show. It's posted on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. They all are. Live there forever. He says, to answer the question that Brando asked regarding my moniker, because Brandon asked, do we really know, what does Big D stand, what does the D stand for, where'd it come from?
Yeah.
Figures. This is so this show. He says, the name was actually originally created by you guys.
Oh.
Really?
That's about right.
What?
Back in 2017, when I would write in and just sign my emails, Maggot D, and Rob would poke fun at me and call me a Big D, so I embraced the ribbing, created the email, and began signing them as Big D.
Got it. All right.
We find out later, years later. Oh, we did that.
It was
our fault.
Okay.
All right.
We're like, God, why did he start calling himself that? Where's that come from?
And then I don't know if this is still a thing. I don't know if you kids know what TMI is, but TMI alert. Remember back when that was a thing?
Yeah. Too much information.
Yeah, that's right. TMI alert. He says, over the years, I have discovered that the name is fitting. As Mrs. Big D and I participate in an alternative lifestyle that we will occasionally attend a club that has a swim spa size hot tub.
Ooh.
With a no clothing rule. And there have been times where comments have been made regarding my size when entering or exiting the tub. I don't consider myself to be large by any means. However, apparently I am enough above average that it incites a reaction. There you go. So it's all kismet. Right. It's
but
all
who's
fate.
Saying that? And do you see theirs?
And are you sure you're hearing the right thing? Are you saying, is it like, oh, so it's so big? Or, oh my gosh, so small, can't see. That one.
As for today's dad jokes, here we go. I went to my doctor to see if he could prescribe me something for kleptomania, and he said, sure, take this. Wrestling's just stupid. It's guys without pants fighting for a belt. What are you going to do with that? Everyone knows. Oh, we should have saved this for May Day. Okay, pay attention, people.
What?
Focus on the last name. That's the joke, okay? Here we go. Everyone knows Karl Marx as the founder of communism.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad that time has forgotten his little sister, the inventor of the starter pistol, Anya.
Ah, Anya Marx.
Very good.
Get set.
Dawn still needed to explain to her.
Commies.
NASA is launching a satellite to say sorry to the aliens. We really should, for existing in their universe. They're going to call it the Apollo G.
That's pretty good.
What do you call the kid who stood up against his bullies in school?
What?
An ambulance.
Oh, no.
I shoot you guys.
Ow. Yeah, my mom told me to stand up for myself.
Because I don't have a dad.
Oh, no.
Hold my braces.
No, really, because you popped them out of my mouth. Oh, I'm bleeding.
There's some teeth in there.
Jesus.
Oh, God. My jealous is going to be pissed.
Has anyone called 911? Because I think I'm in lodge. Ow!
Don't stop hitting me, my hemorrhoid.
Shut up, nerd! Have you heard the expression, don't kick a dead horse? I'm a horse. Nay. Okay. Well, this is interesting. So Ramon had been sending in Fat Rob jokes.
Ooh.
Remember Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? He has apparently abandoned that entirely after I weighed in and I've stabilized my weight.
Yeah, it's boring now.
My wife even commented on last night after spending the weekend together, wow, your appetite really has stabilized, just like your doctor said. It's not back to what it was, but it's stabilized. I'm not eating this out of house and home.
I've literally lost interest in this.
Fair enough. But the Fat Rob line is still available, and it will apparently be a collector's item.
I mean, it's a great graphic.
It's very funny. Yeah. We all wore them on the Raturday show. It's a very, very funny graphic. It's right up there with the Kyle's Army shirt in terms of like creativity, design.
Absolutely.
A totally different thing. One's a logo, one's a graphic. But
it's funny to see you that way because you've never been like that, or you never will.
Memories.
Oh, those weeks. So that's available in the stupid store at radradio.com. So now I don't know what he's going to do moving forward, but he sent in Monday jokes because, you know, it's a Monday.
All right. I hate Mondays.
Sorry if it's your Friday.
Why does Sunday always beat Monday in arm wrestling?
Why?
Because Monday is a weekday.
So weak.
Oh, God.
This one. Why did the calendar go to therapy?
Why?
It was tired of all the Monday blues. That's lame.
That's terrible.
Come on. Come on, Ramon. Do better.
Check his status.
Jesus. All right. Here's a couple from William.
Hey, William.
What does a stripper do with her ass before heading out to her shift?
What?
Drops them off at band practice. A 100-year-old man's about to marry a 24-year-old Playboy model. Doctor tries to talk him out of it by saying, surely you realize the honeymoon could easily cause a life or death medical crisis. And the 100-year-old man says, if she dies, she dies.
Just for the maggots, just from 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 the maggots.
And then the old man said, and don't call me Shirley. If you've got jokes, email us rad@radradio.com.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.